This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mesechtes Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Elu Dvarim She'ein Lohem Shir. There is no set amount required for the fulfillment of the following mitzvahs. HaPeah V'HaBikurim V'HoRoyein U'Gemilas Chasadim V'Talmud Torah. The size for the corner of the field left for the poor called Peah, the amount of first fruits, Bikurim, brought to the Beis HaMikdash, the number of times that one must appear in the Beis HaMikdash during the three Regalim, and acts of kindness and studying the Torah. Elu Dvarim She'odom Oichel Peirei Seyem Po'ilum Hazeh. For the following mitzvahs, the dividends of their reward are enjoyed in this world, while the main reward is reserved for the world to come. Kivud of Vo'eim, Ugamilas Chasodim, Vavashalom bein Adam Achaveirai, Betalmud Torah Keneged Kulam. First, honoring parents. Acts of kindness, bringing shalom, peace between people. Learning the Torah study, is equivalent to them all. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph.
Mesechtes Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ein Peichasin la Peah Mishishim. By rabbinic law, one must leave at least 1/60th of the field. Va'afa pisha amru ein la Peah Shior. Although by Torah law there is no set amount for peah, hakol lefi goydel hasodeh. This is the minimum amount, but one may give more depending on the size of his field. Ulefi roiv huaniim, or depending on the amount of poor people in need. Ulefi roiv huanova, and according to the abundance of the yield. That's the end of Mishnah Beis.
Mesechtes Peah. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Neisnin Peah mitchilas hasada ume emtsa. Peah may also be given from the beginning of the field when one begins to harvest, or the middle, and not necessarily from the end. Reb Shimon Omer ubovad shiitin basayif kashir. Reb Shimon said that one may leave part of the peah from the beginning or middle, but not all of it, and the rest of the 1/60th must be given from the end. Reb Yehuda Aimer, im shir kelach echad, soymuch loy mishum peah, v'im lav einu noisin, ela mishum hefker. Reb Yehuda said that if he left even one stalk at the end as part of his peah, then what he left in the beginning and middle is also considered peah. Otherwise, it is simply hefker. Now, Reb Shimon argues that even if he leaves nothing at the end and did not fulfill his obligation, what he left in the middle is still considered peah. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel.
Mesechtes Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalad. Klal Amu Bepeah. Kol Shu Oichel, V'Nishmar, Ugidulav Min Haaretz, Ulikitosai Ka'achas, Umachlisai Lekiyim, Chayiv Bepeah.
As a general rule, Peah is required for produce that is commonly eaten as food, and not things eaten only in times of great need. Also, it has to be guarded. It can't be hefker. It grows from the earth, not mushrooms, which do not grow from the earth. And it has to be gathered all at once, not like figs, which are gathered one by one as they start ripening, and are stored for keeping. Not vegetables which spoil quickly.
V'hativua v'hakitnias b'klal zeh
This includes grains and legumes. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Peya, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Uba Ilan, Ha'oig, Ve'hacharuvin, Ve'egoizim, Vashgedim, Vagafanim, Ve'harimainim, Ve'hazesim, Ve'hatamarim, Chayovin Be'peya. Among trees, this includes the sumac tree, the carob tree, walnuts, almonds, grapes, pomegranates, olive, and dates. All these are chayiv in peya, and that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Peya, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. La'olam hu naisein mishum peya upotem min hamaisus ad sheyemareach. If he gives peya before it has been fully processed, it is still putter from giving meiser from it. But if he processed it, then it becomes obligated and he must tithe it, meaning giving a tenth of it, before giving it to the poor. V'noisin mishum hefker upotter min ha-meisus ad sheyem areyach. Similarly, one may give away his produce as hefker without first separating maaser from it until it has been fully processed. Umaychel labehema v'lechaya v'le'ofes upotter min ha-meisus ad sheyem areyach. One may feed his animals and his birds without first separating tithes, meiser, until it has been fully processed. V'noitel min ha-goyren v'zoireya upotter min ha-meisus ad shemareach. One may take seeds from the silo and plant them without first separating meisers until they have been fully processed, according to Rabbi Akiva. Kohen v'levi shalokhu es ha-goyren ha-maiser shalahem ad shemareach. A kohen or levi who buys a silo before it has been fully processed may keep the maiser for himself. Hamakdish upoide chayev b'maisus ad shemareach ha-gizbor. If a person sanctifies his produce and then redeems it, it is still obligated in meiser unless its processing was completed by the custodian of the Beis HaMikdash, the one in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, in which case then it would be putter from meiser, it would be exempt from tithing. That is the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.